At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Mr. Lowe, how we doing?
We are.
Yeah, we're on. We're ready to go.
We're rolling right ahead.
Full speed ahead. Yes, full speed ahead.
You got a little ring there. What is that? Was that some high school ring?
Yeah.
What is that?
Are you jealous?
No, I mean, I got to.
Where's yours?
I wasn't going to wear it if, you know, I was going to be here, but that's a beautiful ring. That's the 04.
We had our 20-year anniversary here, obviously, last year, and just to see everybody was amazing.
Yeah.
Some of us. We all don't look the same. You know what I mean?
You look pretty good.
Yeah,
you do, man.
Yeah,
That's why I wear a vest. You're
looking really
whatever.
Pretty good.
No, thanks for having me. This is awesome.
Yeah, we saw Trot yesterday. When you saw Veritech, were you like, you ever going to leave this place?
Never. We had dinner. We had dinner at his house with Brianna Wakefield on Thursday. He's my best friend in all of baseball. We grew up in together in 95, got traded together.
Yep. Part of the one of the greatest trades in Red Sox history.
He's never leaving this game. Like, no. I mean, he's going to be he's Don Zimmer of our current era.
Did you know that when you were playing with him?
A little bit, but I didn't. Really, I thought he'd give himself a little grace period to kind of just play golf with the boys. But I know it was an opportunity he couldn't turn down, and I'd imagine at some point he's going to want to manage somewhere. I don't know where it is, but he loves it, and God bless him for doing it.
So, Derek, you obviously had the intimate viewing of the Jimmy Fund, the Red Sox, this relationship, the telethon. How did you come to grips with just how special that relationship is?
Yeah, I mean, I got the C word 25 years ago. I had skin cancer on my nose. I went through that whole nothing what a lot of these people are going through, but you still hear the word. There's some
no doubt.
Some frightenedness in it. You get taught at an early age when you play for this organization what this means. And obviously through due time, you get to meet a lot of people. The Red Sox do an amazing job going to the hospital, bringing kids to games, kind of give them a unique opportunity that they normally wouldn't otherwise have.
I was playing for the Pats simultaneously as you were playing for the Red Sox. And that 04 season, man, it was incredible to be a fan.
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite memories from
that
04 team?
And I think it's like, obviously what happened in 03 had a lot to do with it. I think everyone thought it was going to be the Red Sox and the Cubs in 03. One of us are going to break the all-time.
But that was an incredible ride, though. Like, there were some times during that, like the when you guys went out on Monday night to beat the A's. Everybody remembers your signature farewell to the A's.
Yeah, you said goodbye.
That's
interesting.
All. The wild ride. Then 04 just made it even
and it did.
More dramatic.
And for a lot of most fans do realize we were, I call it treading water halfway through the year. We were almost 500 going into the trading deadline. They made some. Getting rid of Nomar's huge in the city. And I know it wasn't very popular, but we got three really good players. We kind of took off after that, and I know a lot of people want to put it on Nomar. It had nothing to do with it. If you look at both sides, I think you'll understand what I'm getting ready to say. Like, in big moments, you don't appreciate them because it's your job. Like, I wish I could have sat back and you know, took it all in back then. You know, you look at both sides, Yankees and Red Sox. Think about how many Hall of Famers are on both sides. You know, some should be in, and in my opinion, some of the greatest base. You know, you come down here, Pedro, Roger Clemens on a Saturday, Schilling against Messina. It was just, you know, the A-Rod. It was just an amazing time. I know Kevin said, "Don't let us win one," but be honest, like, we knew it was going to be almost an impossible task, and to pull it off was amazing.
What have you – I'm sure you kind of keep track with Jason and everything else of this team that – I don't want to make comparisons because it's too early for that, but they trade Rafi Devers. They have kind of a vibe to them, a youth movement. Yeah. Are you seeing that and feeling that from afar?
Yeah, I mean, so I moved back to Hingham last September, so I'm here.
You're around.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. And
right.
So,
nice.
So I'm around – you know, more than normal. So I watch a lot. But you said there's this vibe.
Yeah.
And, again, you don't want to just – again, it wasn't Nomar's fault. It wasn't Devers' fault. But there's a culture difference. You know what I mean? And these kids are – Alex Bregman's one of the best teammates, one of the best guys. He's really drugged his guys along. But, yeah, this is what's going to happen. They're young. They're athletic and extremely talented.
Your style of pitching, I mean, I remember because it was so
– different.
It was. It was. Yeah. I mean, it was – and it was – I mean, I just remember, you know, everybody just grounded out when D'Lo was on the mound. Like, your style of pitching, how would it work today?
I don't know if I threw hard enough. You know, like Bellows, a sinker ball guy, but he's 95, 96. You know, I don't know if 88 to 90 would be successful. And I know the strike zone's gotten, in my opinion, a little bit smaller.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You know, back when we played, we didn't have the K-Zone.
Right. Yeah.
So if you came into Fenway Park, the strike zone was going to be
huge. A pitch clock and everything else that's
and
changed.
And so that's a great question. I know for a fact, I would not have got drafted. You know, I threw 82 at 84 miles an hour in high school. That had no chance of playing now. But I think they're trying to evolve more ground ball pitchers. But great question. I know I wouldn't have got drafted. I know that.
Two of the best and most effective pitchers of your era, though, like Maddox never hit over 89.
Yeah.
And he was an absolute artist up there.
Yeah.
And your closer, Keith Folk.
Yeah.
It was either 82 or 90, like, or 78 or 90. Like, he was amazing the way he was.
But it's interesting when you say that. You can take the Glavins of the – I mean, again, I'm throwing myself in a league company. But we didn't really get hurt back then. You know what I mean? I was very fortunate to play 17 years, never on the DL.
Wow, that's amazing.
But now you look at these guys. I mean, your arm's not meant to – you're not meant to throw 95 to 100 miles an hour.
Right.
Something at some point is going to break.
And
you can go from a lot of different things. All sports have gotten bigger, faster, stronger. There's nothing you can do about it. But I think just then we threw a little bit slower, and it didn't take the wear and tear in your arm like these guys do nowadays.
Yeah, you sound like people used to make fun of Dick Raddatz when he was on this station. Yeah. In my day, we throw 150 pit. You got a little of the old man in my day.
I don't like saying that, too. I know. It dates you, but
I will also say,
true, though. Yeah.
I actually got Alex Cora to admit that he thinks that the radar guns might be fluffed up a little. Everybody throws 100.
Everybody.
That guy's throwing like 104. Mm-hmm. So I think you might, if you used a gun today, you might gain a little something.
I've heard some of that, but, you know, when you come to the game, I mean, they're throwing light years different than we are. But, I don't know. I mean, I don't personally, when I watch, I mean, Chapman's throwing 100. I'm sorry, whenever I watch that.
That's a real 100?
That's a real 100 miles an hour.
He's a very large person.
Huge.
Dude. Yeah, my God. And
intimidating.
Look how big you are. It's always so funny that when you meet people that have never met you before, right. First thing everyone always says is, wow, you guys are a lot taller than I thought you were. Because TV doesn't do any sport justice. Right. Like you meet Crochet. I mean, he's 6'7", 250. But you would never know it, right?
Mm-hmm. Giolito. Lucas Giolito walked off the midday show, and I was like, good Lord.
Yeah, Giolito was an giant.
Yeah.
Legs and
boost. Your sport is a completely different animal.
Yeah. Funny, when people meet me, I'm shorter than they expect. It's a whole different thing.
What are your thoughts on just the makeup and the abilities of Garrett Crochet?
What a great trade, obviously. You know, we're looking for, you know, we've been fortunate throughout the years to kind of have an ace. I know we've maybe in the last 3 or 4 years we didn't have one. Amazing trade. You know, Boston always needs a superstar ace, and we got one. Great deal. You know, financially to get him where he needs to be for the next, I think, 6-7 years. So they're going to keep adding on, trust me, you know, but you know, this year is gone a lot better than I think people thought originally, you know, because of the youth movement. Yeah. And, you know, you always got to win at home because Fenway is such a huge home field advantage, and they've been able to do that all year.
Do you still ever get a chance to do any Dana Farber, Jimmy Fund related activities?
I haven't yet, but I would love to. You know, like I said, we just got kind of back into the fold.
Yep.
I'm lucky enough to do PR stuff here for the Sox. I do about 20, 25 games a year, which I love. Keeps
but
me
that's
around.
A connection, too, because it's all 100%. One big family.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just, again, I love it because the longer we're removed from playing, the better we got.
Before we before we let you go, we had Brian Baio earlier, Willie Abreu, and they were talking about they want to experience Fenway Park in a playoff series.
Oh, yeah.
We've gotten a little sampling. I think these Friday nights have been pretty electric, but what would you tell them about Fenway is like?
I hope they do. And, again, I can't sit here and say it's electric and all that because it is cliche, but it really is. There's an atmosphere. You know, they're standing up in the first inning with two strikes, the leadoff batter. But it's a lot your first time. You know, your adrenaline's going through the roof. You know, it takes time, I think, to able to settle down and calm down. But hopefully this is the year, and we'll be all able to watch them this year.
All right, Derek, we appreciate you joining us. Derek Lowe, former Red Sox pitcher, world champion, back in the area, busting balls for Jason Veritek.
Yeah.
You got a lot going on. WEEI Afternoons.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.